No one could have predicted the life-changing impact that Endel would have had on Alan's family. It was a remarkable bond and an incredible life, but inevitably age caught up with Endel.
I'd had a lovely evening with Endel at home, knowing the vet was coming the next day. I was able to tell him how much I loved him, you know, what he'd done for me. It was quite an emotional evening. And the final gift he gave me was that gift of sadness. I didn't know that emotion, but that day Endel, you know, left me, you know, put to sleep in my lap, was the day that my heart broke and I cried, yeah. But there was a little guy in the corner who was there with a hanky in his mouth to wipe away the tears. He'd been nurturing alongside Endel for a year, and that day he picked up the baton and ran with it. Good lad. Good boy. Some people have come up to me in the street and they say they wish they had a dog as clever as Endel or EJ is, and I think they have. They just haven't opened their minds and hearts.
Our faithful friend is now 3 months old, and her guide dog training is starting in earnest. She's learning simple commands, like returning to her owner's call, and sitting on request. All basic skills, but really rather important if you're going to be a guide dog. She's also showing signs that her bond with the family is growing. A lick of the face or a kiss on the lips definitely feels like true affection. And this is proof that your dog is treating you like her mother. As this behaviour originally comes from a puppy licking her mum's lips to get her to regurgitate her dinner. Nice.